The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution.
Now back to the Bob Dylan competition. As I said to you earlier on, he's playing live at the Marquee in Cork on the 17th of June. On the 17th of June, in Dublin's O2, and the 16th of June is in Cork. Now, the second lyric, and the ship's wise men will remind you once again that the whole wide world is watching. And you know what you've got to do? Wait for the next one. And when I've gone through them all, you text your answers with your preferred venue to 51551. Now, I have to remind you also that the clocks go forward tomorrow. It's the kind of thing you could easily slip up on. Remember what it is: spring forward, fall back. So the clocks go forward tomorrow morning. Now we're going to go a little bit backward, so to speak, to yesterday. And we've a piece from yesterday's Callan's Kicks, and he has information of a new series called House of Guards.
This is the story of a Machiavellian politician who will do literally anything to cling to his power.
Western opposition seem to think I'll resign. They don't seem to realise I'm indestructible, as long as they don't have any wooden stakes or garlic.
At the seat of power, everybody has an agenda.
There's no subterfuge involved at all. I'm just seeking the truth. And a promotion.
I agree with the young blue shirt, and in true Labour fashion, I think it's about time we limped into this row after someone else has done the dirty work.
However, some folk can't even seem to find the time to shoot fish in a barrel.
It's high time now that the Commissioner and the Minister admitted that the smoking ban was the greatest thing to ever happen to this country.
And here at the seat of power, nothing is as it seems.
Run around there to Kellynan like a good servant and bring him some flowers from me in a wreath. With black ribbon around it and a mask card.
This springtime, you literally will not believe your eyes or ears.
I am so, so sorry.
Oh, quick! Close that stable door! The horse has bolted!
And yet there are still those who will seek the truth.
Minister!
The Irish Independent only.
When did you know about the tapes?
I was down Mexico way. I couldn't have known about the tapes any sooner.
Minister! Is this all the Attorney General's fault? And should she resign and you keep your job?
You might very well say that, but I couldn't possibly comment.
House of Guards. Out now on Netflix.
I am immortal.
Now, sometimes politics gives wonderful material to people like Callan's Kicks. Anyway, moving on to our third and last lyric for the Bob Dylan competition. And number three is, I feel displaced. I got a low down feeling. You have been two-faced. You've been double dealing. So there you go. Now, you know what your instructions are. If you know what the three of them are, you text them to 51551, indicating which you would prefer, the one in Cork or the one in Dublin. OK, and good luck to all who participate in that. Now, I'm going to move on to something that might tickle your fancy no end in a way that you haven't considered, shall we say, before. When a lot of us, when we were kids, were sent to Irish dancing, kids were sent to ballet, kids were sent to all these kind of self-improving things and cultural things and so on and so forth. And then after a certain point, dropped it all, forgot about it, and as it were, got on with the life. But some people have decided to go back to what they did earlier on. And I'm joined in studio by three such people: Chris O'Reilly, Ingrid Noxtern and Siobhan McGinty. And you're all very, very welcome indeed. Siobhan, what did you do?
I do Irish dancing and Shannos dancing.
And tell me the background.
Well, I started Irish dancing when I was around four. Gave up when I was like 12 or 13. Went back in college then just to keep fit, lose weight and just kind of deal with college stress. And yeah, I kept going with that. And then a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I took up Shano Stancing. So that was completely new. I'd never done it before.
Yeah. Describe to people again the difference.
So Irish dancing is very choreographed. It's you're on your toes, feet turned out, legs straight. You always have set routines before you get up to dance. Shano Stancing, so Shano stands for, it means old style in Irish. It was the original Irish dance, traditionally done in Connemara. And
was that more traditional than set dancing?
Yes, I believe it was around before set dancing, ceilidh dancing and that, yeah. So it's very improvised. It's just you don't practice any routines or anything. You just dance the music and it's very loose. You move your arms, you have nice bent legs and yeah. It's all about communicating personality, interpreting the music well.
Right. Now, Ingrid, you tell me you're in the ballet.
Yes,
I can
that's
see
right.
by your posture that it's ballet.
Thank you. Well, I went to ballet as a 4-year-old and did it till about the age of 17 and didn't really like it. And inexplicably went back when I was about 38 to an adult class and really liked that. Did it for a few years. And out of that, then decided to do teacher training to teach ballet. So I now have a ballet school. And then out of that, I formed my dance company. And then...
And when you say inexplicably at 38, could you do a bit of explicking and explaining, please? I mean, you just woke up one morning and said, you know what, I'm going to go back to ballet?
No, what happened was I was in Canada with my husband and I didn't have a work permit. And I just found myself at the Toronto Dance Centre. And it was a way of, I think, really keeping me sane for the 3 years. So I went to classes 5 days a week for 3 years. And really, really enjoyed it. Then thought I would go back to it, but then I had my 2 children and I was a translator before all this happened and my intention was to go back to that.
Yeah.
But then I went to, I found a class in the Diggs Lane days, an adult ballet class, which I really enjoyed. And did that for a couple of years. And then out of that, decided that I would like to teach ballet. So I did my teacher training. And I was saying, I have a ballet school. And then by chance, I founded my dance company because I was looking for music one day for the adult class.
Right.
And the only way I can explain it is I went into some sort of trance and choreographed a piece, which I actually thought was a masterpiece. I mean, it was dreadful. Looking back on now, it was, you know, juvenilia, it was awful. But I've since done 14 pieces from my company, but it came out of the connection with the adult ballet.
Right.
And I then taught adult ballet for about 15 years, which I really, really enjoyed. And we had, you know, we had, I don't know, accountants, we had piano teachers, we had librarians, and we had, you know, lovely camaraderie. Well, and
okay, let me come on to you, come back to you, because I think the camaraderie and the fitness too matters a lot. Tell me about yourself, Chris. Ballroom dancing.
Yes, well, Marion, I come to it from a very different perspective. I think what's had my interest was in ballroom came through my parents. As a child, I remember seeing them dance ballroom. And even then, I was just mesmerised, the grace, the elegance, the whole aspect of it. And I said then, way back then, you know, I'm going to visit this. And it's taken me until now, really, to make that journey.
And what age were you when you decided to make the journey?
Well, as I say, 2 years ago, I just said, look,
in
it's
your
time
50s, in
my
words.
50s,
yeah.
And I said, it's time to do this.
And all the dancing on television, that didn't influence you in any way?
No, it really goes back to seeing my parents. And as I say, they were
self-taught. I mean, do you watch Strictly?
I have done.
Yeah.
I don't watch it as much now. It's a fabulous program.
Yeah.
It has great mass appeal.
Right.
And it probably has brought a lot of interest to ballroom.
So you were thinking that this is what your parents did. It was very elegant. Where did you go?
Well, I just happened to be out in Rolestone Club there 2 years ago. And I heard that there was a top dance couple practicing. I met up with them. It turned out to be a girl called Kira Francis, who's 5 times national champion. Got talking to her and her dad, who's an international finalist in ballroom. So they have the credentials and they said, come along and see if you like what
we
do.
So it was a dancing club?
It was a club, a troupe that they have.
A troupe.
What they call themselves Dance Elite now, but they're one of the groups that provide.
And did you go on your own or with
Oh, yes,
partner?
I did, yeah. No, I went on my own. And
is it hard to walk in the door without a partner?
Possibly as a man, but I didn't find that as being an issue at all. And, you know, I was very confident in it is what I wanted to do. But there's no need to lack the confidence in it. It's quite natural to have a go and if it is what you think is good for you.
And you can teach, you can learn from basics.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you can learn whatever you wish to learn.
Right. And is it the same in your world? Is it mainly men or women?
It's mainly women.
Ballet?
Mainly women.
Ballroom dancing?
I would say predominantly women, but we really need the men to come on board.
Yeah, I wonder, is there a self-consciousness or what?
Well, like with the Irish dancing, it's mainly women, but with the Shannos, it was traditionally men, you know, who took part in the comp. Not they had lots of competitions back there, but whenever there was a traditional music session on in a pub, it was always the man who'd get up and dance. But there seems to be much more female interest in it now, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, I think it's just the whole men dancing thing.
That is not
I think
macho.
Men are a little bit self-conscious, whether it's just from values they've got from watching TV and playing football and that.
Do you go along with that, Chris?
Well, for me, it's a case, I think men won't do it because they lack the confidence. They think they lack the ability. But the reality of it is, has been said to me many times, if you can walk, you can dance. It's only a question to what level you want
yeah,
to bring
it
to.
I think sometimes people feel a bit of an aegis, I think, is part of the thing. And in the ballet?
Well, in the adult...
What age group are you talking about within the adult group? And, I mean, would a man come along to start?
Yes, well, the age group, I had people from age 20 up to about late 60s. And I did have a few guys over the years. Some of them were sort of maybe late teens. And some of them then went on to go into musical theatre and that, or contemporary dance eventually. But it would be few and far between. It mainly would be women, say, who are coming back because they'd done ballet as a child.
Right.
Or you did have people who are starting it from scratch.
Really?
I'm
thinking of people, when you said in their 60s, I presume that also has to do with fitness, does it?
How do you mean? That?
You know, that they want to get fit as opposed that they want to dance.
Well, I think probably a combination. I mean, the thing is, ballet is an art form. So that's the difference. In my book, you get exercise as a byproduct of it. But I think the appeal is that you get self-expression and you get the music. And, you know, when all that comes together, it's magic. It's absolute magic.
Yeah.
But yes, you do get exercise. But I would think, you know, if I'm going for a walk, yes, I get exercise. But if I'm going to a ballet class, I don't. It's not the first thing that I think of.
I see you all nodding at that. Yeah. Do you have to wear the fancy gear and all that?
I wish I did. No, at my level, which is termed as beginner novice, the gear we must wear at this stage is really black trousers, white shirt, dicky bow and waistcoat.
Right.
But when you go up along the ladder to intermediate, etc., you're introduced to the winged collars and the
you like that?
Long tails. Oh, well, I would like the concept of
the elegance
but,
of it.
More for me, it would be a case of being able to dance at that level. That's what I'd appreciate.
Right. And you have a partner now, have you?
I do have a dance partner. And luckily, as it so transpired, her husband was dancing with someone else. So she was an experienced dancer. So I was lucky enough to turn up at the right time.
And do you go into competitions and all that kind of thing?
I've just started recently over the last few months. I've done two or three and... well, I'll start back at it proper, right. I hope, maybe September.
Is there sociability within it? I mean, dancing sounds so much nicer than going to the gym. Sorry, all gym owners and runners and all that kind of thing.
I don't think there's you mean the aspect of fitness?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Although if you're doing it at a competitive level, yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
But if you do it on a social base or whatever, it's a great... outlet, it's a great social outlet. It can be taken as a
and
hobby.
And you have the music
well.
And
exactly.
All of that, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's multidimensional in that kind
definitely.
Of a way. So you would say to people, regardless of age, creed, colour or whatever you're having yourself, consider it and give it a go.
More
absolutely,
than consider.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Go for it.
That all sounds very definite and positive, and good luck with it in the future. Now, I just want to refer back to our competition, and we have our winners. One is Donal O'Keefe from Fermoy in County Cork, and one is Nick Callan from Harold's Cross in Dublin. Now, I haven't got here which choices they make, but you know what? I could kind of guess if one of them is from Fermoy in County Cork and the other is from Harold's Cross in Dublin. So anyway, I hope you enjoy. I hope they'll both be great events. In fact, I have absolutely no doubt that they will. And that's all we have time for today. We'll be back with you at the usual time tomorrow, 11 to 1. Today's producer was Rachel Graham. Researchers Elizabeth O'Neill and Elaine Carraher. Broadcasting coordinator Jarlath Holland. On sound, Cara O'Hare. My thanks to all our guests today. As I say, we'll be back with you at the usual time tomorrow. Series producer Anne Farrell. Until then, a very good day to you.
1850 715 150.
The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Everyone's talking about the revolution driven by Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.